Good afternoon. Thousands marched through the streets of Malaga city centre at the weekend to defend public healthcare and criticise the actions of any political party that prioritises the privatisation of services. According to the National Police, around 20,000 people walked under the slogan, "We defend public healthcare." In Malaga, the manifesto was read out and around 20 professional organisations, associations and trade unions supported the cause. The manifesto denounced the neoliberal policies that the Andalusian government has been applying. It also highlighted that the regional government is destroying the public sector and endangering the principles of dignified, universal and quality care for economic benefit. The regional Minister of Health, Antonio Sanz, said that whilst he always respects any demonstration, he hopes that the organisers will accept his invitation to dialogue. According to him, progress is much more likely to be achieved through agreements and finding solutions together. A father of two on holiday in the Canary Islands was killed in a 20-foot plunge when a rail collapsed on a hotel balcony. Darren Silcox, who was 56, was one of two men who fell from the balcony in the early hours of the morning. Mr. Silcox had travelled from Wales to Lanzarote for a sunshine break, but he was standing with another British holidaymaker when the protective railing on the balcony is reported to have collapsed. Mr. Silcox died and the other man was treated in hospital with severe injuries. The Guardia Civil have launched a probe into the circumstances surrounding the incident, which happened on October 25th. Hotel chain Marriott International has announced the cancellation of an agreement with the rental company Sunder over licensing disputes. This has forced the immediate closure of all establishments operating under that partnership, one of which is the Malaga Centro Hotel. Marriott asked all the guests there to leave by 9 o'clock this morning. The 95-room hotel has only been open since August. And the United Nations has released a report ranking countries with the highest life expectancy. At the top is Monaco, with an average age of 86.5 years, followed closely by San Marino and Hong Kong. Across Europe, Spain shines in the listing. It ranks 11th, with an average life expectancy of 83.8 years, and well above the global average of 73.4 years. At the lower end of the scale are several African countries, with Nigeria at the bottom, with just 54.6 years. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.